The government has awarded a contract worth up to $10 billion to the company Accenture. Accenture will oversee a program to track foreigners entering and leaving the U.S. The Department of Homeland Security made the announcement yesterday. The program is called U.S. Visit. That stands for U.S. Visitor and Immigrant Status Indicator Technology. Joining us to help us understand what that technology might include and what Accenture is going to do is Eric Allbetter. He's technology analyst for Schwab Soundview Capital Markets. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Melissa.
This program is described as being a virtual border involving biometrics. Can you explain what the technology is here?
Well, what the federal government is trying to do is create a system of border management that really extends beyond the United States. The idea in the U.S. visit program is that the U.S. needs to create a system where it's actually testing people and actually identifying who they would like to allow in the country and who they would like not to come into the country when the person actually gets a visa, as far in advance as possible to when they get to the country.
And what has Accenture told the government that the technology is going to be?
Well, we do have a little bit of information on what Accenture has proposed. The concept is that when a foreign national walks into a consulate or an embassy overseas, that they would be required to place their fingerprints down and they would be scanned into a national database. That database would then be checked with all of our intelligence agencies and hopefully foreign intelligence agencies to see if that matched anyone who we thought was a terrorist or a potential threat to the country. If, in fact, there was no such match, then a person would be issued what's called a biometric smart card. And the smart card would have a picture of the person on the front and also can have a little chip on it, which would be enabled wirelessly. When that person came to the border and landed in the United States or was crossing the land border, they would be required to actually show that card and then also to put their fingerprints down on a pad so that we could identify that the person holding the card was the person who was actually on the card.
What do you see as being the main hurdles technologically for this program to succeed?
Well, I think that there are really two hurdles that Accenture is going to face in developing the system. The first is a technical issue where right now there are lots of different agencies around the government who manage pieces of information and have different systems that try and track foreigners or keep records of, you know, who criminals are or terrorist databases. Getting those systems to talk to one another, some of which are old, some are new, all on different technologies, is going to be a huge systems integration challenge for Accenture. The second problem is actually related more to just dealing with all of the different stakeholders who have information and who want to need to be involved in this process. It really is an enormous human relationship challenge.
What's the timeline for this program? It's already in place, as I understand it, at airports and at seaports, and now the idea is that it's applied to land border crossings as well.
Yeah, the timetable for U.S. visit is very aggressive. The government by law has stated that anyone entering the United States by October, I think it's 24th, should receive a biometrically enabled smart card by October. That's less than 6 months to actually get that system in place. There's a lot of people, both in Congress as well as within the industry, who don't think that's realistic. And there is legislation now on the Hill that would actually move back some of the timelines that have been set up by Congress previously. I was told today, interestingly enough, that work on the program at Accenture and at its teammates actually started yesterday when they actually got the award. So the government is actually eager and to move forward on this project, and you know, work has already begun.
Eric Allbetter, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
Eric Allbetter is a technology analyst for Schwab Soundview Capital Markets, helping to explain the border security contract awarded yesterday to the company Accenture.